Lachem al perichav al pasuk. Hey, Achav is sulking at the wall because Navo said no to giving him his vineyard. And now, batavo elav Izebel ishto. So Izebel, his wife, came to him, which is when one goes to sulk in one's room in the dark facing the wall. The main thing that one is looking for is for somebody to notice one in one's misery, lying in the dark, sulking at the wall. Again, not that I would understand this from the inside, ever having behaved this way in my lifetime. So Izebel comes in, you know, poor baby. So Izebel said to him, what is this that your spirit is dejected? That you're so sad, my baby. And you won't eat any bread. What's going on? Why are you sulking? But she doesn't say, why are you sulking? Because that would absolutely destroy the whole thing and undermine everything and what she's trying to do to get him out of a bad mood. But we're going to see that Izebel is like, are you a man or a mouse? So Achav says to her, Ki adaber el Navos ha-Yisraeli. Because I was talking to Navos the Israeli, and I said to him, Tinaldi es karmacha begazav, give me your vineyard. Sorry, that was what he sounded like, probably. Give me your vineyard for money. Oh, im chavetzata. Or if you want, notice Achav's changing the story a little bit. Etnon lecha cherem tachtav. I'll give you another vineyard instead of it. Vayomer lo etnon lecha es karmi. He said, I will not give you my vineyard. Notice now, three times the story has been told, each time with slightly different words. So Navos' words were, Chalila li me Hashem, mi titias nachalas avosai lach. Navos' answer, which parts of the Gemara and many of the Parshim identify as being somewhat rude and snippy, but no less correct for all that, was, God forbid that I should give my nachalas avos. Go back to Parshas Bahar about nachalas avos. Go back to Parshas Maaseh about Nachalas Avos. That's a big deal when God gives your family, apportions them a certain piece of land. But Chalila, and he brings up Hashem's name. It could be interpreted, I keep mentioning him, but I'll mention him again. Rabbi Israel interprets it as a polite refusal and a very religious refusal. God forbid, says the Frum Ayid. I would never. But then look what Achav hears in the following pasuk. So Navo says, Chalila li me Hashem. Achav hears, Lo etein lecha es nachalas avosai. I will not give you the nachala of my fathers without Hashem's name. The Nach is telling us the idea of seven versions of the same story will give you seven different accounts of what happened. Rashomon, as the old movie from the 1950s did, to show the same incident, but from different perspectives. In Achav's perspective, alienating himself from God as he is, he takes Hashem's name out of the narrative. But now look how Achav tells it to Izebel. He simplifies it. Lo etein lecha es karmi. I will not give you my vineyard. So he's absolutely changing the narrative even further, because here he takes out any mention of the Avos, which of course was Navos' entire reason behind why he said what he did. And we'll see a little bit later in Pasuk Tesvav that Izebel is going to retell the story in yet a fourth manner. Karen Navos, the Israeli, asher me'ein l'slas es l'cha v'chesef. Navos refused to give you the vineyard for money. So each version, it's a game of telephone here, is making Navos look worse and worse and worse. It's kind of fascinating how a simple story becomes complicated by the insertion of different people of their own agendas. Navos says one thing. Achav hears another. He tells Izebel a third. And now Izebel later is going to come back with a fourth that makes Navos look worst of all. Like a selfish, money-hungry individual who is a Mor B'Malchus, as we'll see. It was really interesting to watch these very subtle differentiations in the language. So in the meantime, now Achav is telling over his story. What am I going to do? Zayin, Vatomer Elav Izebel Ishto. So Yezebel says to him, Yezebel, his wife, says to Ahav, basically the equivalent of, are you a man or a mouse? Ata ta'aseh melucha al Yisrael. Are you now exercising rule, sovereignty, being king over Yisrael? Are you a king, Mr. Man? Are you a baby or a king? Aren't you the king? She's building him up, but she's building him up to get him a little hoity-toity on this. Furthermore, she's saying, if you're going to be a king, you should rule with absolute power. It tells you something about Yezebel's understanding of what it means to be a king. Are you not a king means, are you not a king like Hammurabi, who makes up a code of his own laws any way he sees fit? Are you not a king who's an absolute despot and tyrant, like my family, Esbaal, you know, from back in the Goyishevelt? Act like a king. She's not saying act like a Jewish king. Because if he was acting like a Jewish king, there would be a very different set of rules involved here, including what Hashem would want. But of course, Yezebel is never concerned with what Hashem would want. Yezebel is a complete non-believer. And she's trying to take down all of Yisrael with him, with her. So, Ahav is a terrible sinner so far. But he hasn't gone as low as Yezebel's about to bring him. Notice also, by the way, the Ralbach says that this is a minor setback. This is a small thing, says Yezebel. And this is how, you know, you have one little hiccup and you just blow up. Boy, you're Urban Meyer. Ooh, news of the day. The day I'm recording, anyway. Kum, get up. Echol lechem. Bitav li becha. Eat some food. Eat something. You're upset. Eat. And make your heart merry. Ani eten lecha eskeru Navos Yisraeli. I am going to give to you the vineyard of Navos of Jezreel. Oh boy. So she says, don't bother your head. You don't worry about how it's going to... There's no question who wears the pants in this family. And remember, nobody wore pants in those days. It was all robes and stuff. But I won't tell you how I'm going to do it. I won't get you involved directly. You will have no idea of what's going on. But it will happen. What you want, you will have. He should ask questions. He should say, how? But he is absolutely unconcerned with it. And he does what his wife tells him without question.